Hello, my friends. Welcome to another meditation by Integrated Oneness. My name is Edwin van der Hoeve, and I want to invite you on this journey to the center of self, the solar plexus. The last couple of days we focused on the heart energy, where the true balance and the gate to self is. But the way we express ourselves is via the solar plexus. It's a different energy. But you may know that if you want to sing or dance, it's all through the solar plexus, where we focus that energy of self-expression and self-awareness. And what you might have found while meditating on the heart chakra, when emotions come up, either good or painful, a natural response of us is to go to our head, to try to think those emotions away, to settle with them via coping mechanisms that we've learned through in our past as children, young adults. We cope and we learn to manage. And all these tricks and ways to do so are stored in our mind, in our memory. But the best response to really deal with emotions is to allow them to really be felt. And to do so, we want to move our attention, our focus from the heart chakra to the solar plexus, to allow it to move deeper into our body, to feel it. Because if we can feel it, we can heal it. And in this time of the month, the sun in Scorpio, we're moving to a place, the energy of Venus can be felt as well. Even though we want to express ourselves, we want this to happen in a harmonious way. So as you allow yourself to relax and to calm down, focus your attention and awareness on the solar plexus chakra, the area just under your heart and lungs, gently calming down. And as you sit there on your chair, your couch, really observe your body, your emotions, your thoughts, and allow them to move just like the wind moves. You feel it and then it's gone. And allow those thoughts that you might have to simply go as well. And focus your attention and awareness on the solar plexus. And this is just the time for taking care of yourself, feeling the need that you have and answering to it. If you feel a need to read a book or to write some poetry reserve some time in your agenda to do so. And it's all about the choices that you have in your life. Even a single breath can be a moment of self-care, where you focus all your attention on who you are, where you are, and that you are still very much alive. Each moment, each breath can have the energy of gratitude. You breathe in, you breathe out. A new moment, but you're alive. No matter the circumstances, no matter the conditions that you're in, you are not your body. You are a conscious spirit that is alive within a body. And just be aware of that moment. And ask yourself, what is it that you need to find peace within yourself or within the relationships that you have with others? And voice those needs. And that's how you move through the chakras. Even though that each meditation focuses on a particular chakra, in real life, in real situations, we move through the chakras. The energy moves, flows up and down. But by becoming more aware of each individual chakra and the characteristics that it has, you learn to move with the energy. It's you that can direct the energy. So stay in that energy of the solar plexus. Envision the light, the color, and feel what it is that you need. Feeling really takes some courage, because it is easy to fly again to the mind, to the thoughts, to the mechanisms that have helped you in the past, what you're used to, accustomed. But feel what you really need. Don't allow it to be tainted by thoughts or opinions. Just feel the need that you have in regards to yourself, taking care of yourself in relation to who you are and believe to be, or in relation to others. And every now and then, just take a deep breath in, breathing out. Allow yourself to relax in this moment. The simple fact that you are listening to this meditation can be a moment of self-care. Trust your intuition. And just take a few moments to sit in this peaceful and mindful awareness. Peace within yourself, you will find peace with the other. Namaste.